This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. So as the weather warms up, we're outside gardening or doing yard work. There are so many opportunities for skin issues, right? And for me, it's always a mystery to know what's going to irritate my skin, but I'm definitely out there itching and scratching. But the good news is Active Skin Repair always seems to save the day. Active Skin Repair can be used to treat a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, and other types of skin damage. It's also safe and non-toxic, making it suitable for use on all skin types, all parts of the body, and even on rosacea, eczema, and acne-prone skin. Here's what I want you to do. Visit activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use code JOYFUL. Again, that's www.activeskinrepair.com. Find out more about the product and get 20% off your order when you use the code JOYFUL. Welcome to the Joyful Courage Podcast, my friends. Yes, a place to be inspired, informed, and hopefully entertained on the parenting journey. I'm your host, Casey O'Rourke, parent coach, positive discipline trainer, and even more importantly, mother to two children who teach me every single day about how to practice showing up in a way that is helpful, connected, and humble. Who also point out when I'm not showing up that way. When we choose into joyful courage, we are choosing into rejoicing in the opportunities for self-growth and discovery that exist on the parenting journey. Yes, I did say rejoicing in those opportunities, and it's work, but so worth it. The path we are searching for is in our practice. Super grateful you're here to practice with me. Thank you so much for being a part of the community. Enjoy the show. Hey, listeners, welcome to a very special episode of the Joyful Courage Podcast. I am thrilled to get to introduce you to my friend Becky and her 16-year-old daughter, Aubrey. I asked Becky and Aubrey onto the show today because I wanted Aubrey to share a bit about a very special project that she has just launched. One of the qualities that so many of us parents hope for our children is to one day embody being in contribution to the world, being in service. It is so inspiring to see a real life example of that in a local teenager, and I just had to have Aubrey on to talk about what it is that she's working on. Welcome, Becky and Aubrey, to the podcast.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Thanks for having us, Casey.
You are so welcome. Aubrey, please share a little bit with the listeners about what you have going on.
So it kind of all started, this is actually the third time that we have done batches of orders for these shirts, and it started a little over a year and a half ago, when I started seeing the news about Syria. And ever since then, it was one of those things I kind of saw and thought about and then couldn't stop thinking about. And so because our family owns a screen printing business, I figured that would kind of be the perfect outlet to start doing something about it. So I designed a logo and then just through Facebook kind of started getting the word out there, and it went a lot bigger than I was expecting. And so after that first one, we reopened it in April of last year, April or May. And then this is the third one, just with the obviously current events going on in Syria. So,
and the logo is "Out of Darkness We Will Shine." And that just really spoke to Aubrey when she was thinking about logos and one of the articles we were reading about Syria and all of these families and these kids displaced, is at night there was no light out there. And so they were raising funds for solar lanterns so that at night these babies weren't just in the pitch black all by themselves there. And that just really seemed to strike a chord for Aubrey.
Yeah. So let's go back to that first batch. So you were reading about and learning about what was happening in Syria, thinking about families. I do the same thing. I listen to the news and all I can think about are the moms and the babies sorry, dads, but that's what I think about. As I think about the mamas and wanting to keep, and families, you know, of course, and wanting to keep our kids safe. So you're getting all of this input and learning about the situation. And then Aubrey, you just thought, I've got to do something. I've got to raise some funds. And then the t-shirt idea came to your mind?
Yeah, that's kind of how it started. So, I mean, Glennon Doyle is one of kind of the inspirations, I guess, for this. Mm-hmm. Seeing just kind of the way that she talks about seeing the news and thinking about it isn't enough because it doesn't change anything. Mm-hmm. And so after I kept seeing it, it was just something I couldn't stop thinking about. And so kind of with that idea of if that was us, we wouldn't want someone to just change the channel when it came on because it was too hard to watch. And so I think that's kind of where it all started. And then through that, just got bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And the great thing with Glennon is she has a foundation called Together Rising where 100% of the money that's donated goes directly to the people on the ground in Syria. And she's super transparent about where it goes and what it's going for and what the need is. And so it was a tangible way for Aubrey to raise funds and then know directly where to send it to through Glennon.
Well, and yeah, let's talk about that because that is what I saw yesterday when I was scrolling my little Facebook feed. Becky, you had posted, oh my gosh, look who noticed what we were doing. And so tell me about that.
It was amazing. I mean, seeing all the work that she's been able to do and how many people she has, like with her platform, you know, which she is able to get the word out there for something like the Love Flash Mob, and it raised
almost $600,000 in 48 hours.
Oh my gosh.
And so just kind of like understanding that she has connections to that many people. It was amazing to see that she took the time to comment and, you know, recognize that, you know, doing something which seems kind of small is, you know, it's not necessarily small in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think that a lot of us, that's part of the inaction is just what is one person supposed to do? But one person does something and then somebody who has a million plus people's eyeballs on them says, oh my gosh, look at what this one person's doing. So what happened to orders? What happened? How did you feel impacted by someone like Glennon Doyle taking notice and posting about it and responding to it?
It's been pretty amazing. It's like you get the ball rolling and Aubrey, you can tell her how many states and
it's pretty crazy. So after my mom just commented about what I'd done in the past, some people asked if we could reopen it. And so I did it in 2 days.
A day and a half.
It's been $520 already just through this.
Actually, it's up to 600 now. Mm. Wrong page.
And it's in 20 states plus Canada. There's orders from. So it's pretty crazy what's been happening just with her commenting on what's happening over here in Monroe. It's pretty crazy how that can actually impact the orders.
Yeah, over here in Monroe. Like I have this huge smile on my face because I'm just thinking about your sweet family and your little print shop, and you all have done work for me that I'm super grateful for. And then here you are pumping out these orders. I'm so excited.
It's awesome to see all these states, you know, when the orders come through and, you know, just to see it go, you know, across the country and then, you know, Canada and who knows where else next. And one of the cool things was a person that ordered from Aubrey. Well, you can tell about her daughters.
It was just like, there's a lot of people out there who want to do something and want to help, but don't necessarily know how. And I think one of the most amazing comments that actually came out of this was this lady commented that two of her daughters spent their own money on tank tops ordered from this just because, you know, they wanted to help. They'd been seeing things and didn't exactly know how to donate. And so they were able to spend their own money and buy a tank top because, you know, they knew what it was going towards. And it's pretty amazing.
And I love that.
It's neat to have something that people wear because when I, you know, if I'm wearing a hoodie with her logo in town, people stop and ask, like, what is that about? And so it's a good conversation piece in addition to the funds with spreading awareness.
Yeah, so great. And Becky, you and your family are super active in our little community. Did you and Joe come from families where that's just how the mode of operation was? Or did the two of you make a conscious choice about how you'd be in contribution? Talk a little bit about the way that your family holds service.
That's a good question. I think Joe was raised in a home where His family did foster care, emergency foster care. They had over 300 kids in and out of their house over the years. You know, they've adopted his younger brother. Joe would go to bed at night in his room and wake up with six kids sleeping on his floor, you know, who'd been placed in emergency care. And so, you know, they've always had that.
Hey, everybody, listen, I'm so excited to give you an update on Songfinch. Songfinch delivers. I shared last month that I was going to have them create an original song for Ian, my graduating senior. Well, the song is done, and the process of co-creating it with the artist on Songfinch was so cool. I got to provide details and ideas, and then the musician of my choice wrote up the lyrics, put it to the music that I picked, and the results are so cool. I can't wait to surprise Ian with it. I will be sure to record it and share it with all of you. Songfinch is an innovative service that lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever. After moving through their process, you get the final results in 4 to 7 days. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free. So you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Whether your song is for Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, wedding, or anniversary, or even just a gift to show your loved one how much you care. Start your song now to lock in one of Songfinch's top artists. Go to songfinch.com/joyful and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, which is a $50 value. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/joyful. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/joyful.
Lynn, this time of year, parenting can be such a flusterclux.
You've come to the right place. I'm Lynn Lyons, and I've been treating anxious families for over 30 years.
I'm Lynn's sister-in-law and co-host Robin Hudson.
Join us for Flusterclux, a podcast for parents who worry.
Wait, that's everybody.
Yeah, these last few years have felt like one long anxiety attack for so many.
Why do you think parents are always surprised that a podcast about anxiety relates to them, even if no one in their house has an anxiety disorder?
Well, worry is human. Everyone does it. And anxiety shows up when we face uncertainty.
All the parenting tips you've taught me have been essential.
I love to break it down into skills we need to manage worry in our families.
We've covered so many topics. Depression, burnout, meltdowns, perfectionism.
Don't forget scary mothers-in-law.
Right, but of course that's not my mother-in-law.
Because that's my mother.
And a listener.
As a psychotherapist, I like to teach parents and kids how to respond to everyday moments in healthy ways.
Managing anxiety really can be taught.
It really can. And I'll even tell you what to say.
We talk about serious stuff, but without being too serious.
Anxiety wants everything serious. Anxiety doesn't stand a chance when we're laughing, even about the tough stuff.
Service that, you know, I saw, he and I have been together, you know, since we were kids. And so I got to experience a lot of that with him. And then my parents growing up were always super involved in our activities, coaching, you know, PTA, things like that. And then, you know, years ago, I read this article, and I won't use the profanity used, but it was basically there's enough really crappy people in this world. Mm-hmm. We don't need more crappy people. We need to help foster compassionate, kind, and thoughtful people in this world. And that, for whatever reason, registered. Mm-hmm. And so we just really wanted to set out with an intentional idea of service, because we all belong to each other. And if people actually thought about that a little bit more, then, you know, this world might be a little more peaceful of a place.
Oh, we all belong to each other. I love that. I love that. Thank you for that. And listeners, just full disclosure, Ian, my boy, and Becky's son have played basketball together the last few years. And Joe isn't an official coach, but man, Ian sure does look up to him and appreciate his direction. And so he's making you, your whole family makes a huge impact on the community.
I appreciate it. It probably started out with Joe coaching. We really talked about when he started head coaching,
the team atmosphere would be an intentional family atmosphere. And things just kind of spiraled from there. And it's been a little, I'm sure sometimes my kids are like, what are you doing? Where are you taking us? Why are I, Aubrey can speak to the first time we went out on the search and rescue vans. I mean, she was looking at me like, this is crazy. But it's just, we're able to help. So we should.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, we just should.
Yeah. So tell me some of the other ways that you've told me stories before about some of the things that you've taken your kids out into the world to do. Will you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Aubrey, do you want to share about the Union Gospel Mission vans?
Yeah. So the first time, so the Union Gospel Mission is an organization that works with homelessness in Seattle primarily. And so the first time they have search and rescue vans and they go out, I think every night of the week.
Yeah. 7 nights a week.
And serve. So they open up, there's two vans and they have food and everything like that in one van. And then the other one is clothing and hygiene items. And literally they open their vans in the middle, you know, the sidewalks or parking lots, and people come from all over the place and just, they get what they need for that night. And then the first time that I went out, we pulled up next to the sidewalk and I looked around. I mean, there was tents everywhere. It was the first time I'd ever really been in the middle of something like that. Mm-hmm. I started crying. I was like, I don't think I want to do this. I think I just want to go home. Mm-hmm. And I looked at my mom and she was like, nope, we drove all the way out here. It's going to be amazing. Trust me. We got out and it was probably the best thing I think I've ever done. It was amazing. And you go out there and you hand someone something and it's probably the most genuine thank you I think you could get from anywhere. And it's amazing.
And the cool thing is it's the vans. One of them on the side of the van says love in big letters. And the other one says life. And that's really, again, it's the food is great and the supplies are great, but it's actually those human relationships and looking somebody in the eye that Aubrey and I have really been hit by, you know, sitting down on the sidewalk with a hurting homeless person and acknowledging that, you know, what's your name and hugs and prayers and, you know, what can we do for you? And reminding them, I see you and you are worth it. And, cause we all are, you know, and there's no difference between, you know, the person out there on the sidewalk and us and the kiddos and the families in Syria. We are all human beings on this earth. And if you can help, you should be doing something. And, so the Union Gospel Mission vans are huge. Aubrey and I serve on those. And then, I take all three kids to an emergency women and children's shelter where they do a kids event once a month usually. And it's just a time for the kids to do arts and crafts and snacks and have fun and laugh. And the parents there can, it's a women and children's shelter. So the moms can bring kids in for a couple hours, let us hang out with them. And again, just trying to bring a sense of normalcy and a little bit of a, you know, tough situation that they're in. And it's awesome. You know, I've got Blake is 12 and he goes in there and the little boys, like especially the toddlers and preschoolers just love him. Mm-hmm. And the girls adore Ellie and Aubrey and they, you know, just sit and chat. And, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. We have worked a lot with an organization called the More Love Project, and they do all sorts of events throughout the year and collect items for families in need. And, you know, it's Aubrey's in the early stages of starting a new club at her high school. And she kind of came along with the tagline local meets global because we were talking and Aubrey, you can speak to that part.
Well, it's just, you know, kind of, I guess the situation right now is perfect kind of on this topic is, you know, there's homeless right here in Monroe and Seattle area and, you know, connected with, there's this similar struggles going on all across the world. And so, you know, meeting that up and saying one place isn't more important than the other, but they can work together and it can, you know, by doing something for one place, you can just make it a little bit bigger and do something for multiple, whether it's here or in other parts of the world. And so I think recognizing that it's not just in Syria that things are happening, that's kind of where the idea came from. And we'll see exactly where it goes.
Oh, man, that's just so I love what you said. Well, all of it, obviously, but something that I talk a lot about on the podcast in the context of parenting is how our kids show up better in the world when they have a healthy sense of belonging and significance, right? Connection and knowing that they matter. And so, and this isn't the first time I've heard you talk about the gospel mission, Becky, and it was the same feeling that I got the first time I heard you talk about it, where yes, food and hygiene and clothing and those basic needs, but also the gift of knowing that you matter to another human being is something that is so powerful and probably the biggest hardship that people who are, especially chronically homeless people, I'm imagining it becomes, you know, how do you, you know, day to day it takes on such a different toll when it feels as though, you know, nobody will make eye contact with you and there's a feeling of just being ignored. So what a gift to go out and to be in conversation.
They begin to decide, maybe I'm not worth it. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, that connection and, you know, just, I've learned probably more from Aubrey and Ellie and Blake and watching them in service and just dive right in. I mean, they teach me every day and, you know, I, it's inspiring to watch them and to, you know, to dream big and put it in action and do it. And then, you know, just the little day-to-day places that it becomes normal, I guess, is the what makes me proud of them. It becomes normal to help somebody. It becomes normal to volunteer, step up, do it, and not do it for the attention. I told you before we started recording, I mean, this is killing Aubrey because she does not love to be in the limelight. She loves to do, but not for accolades. And so to see that in her heart makes me so proud.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I love that. So Aubrey, are you a sophomore?
I am.
Or junior? Okay. So when you think about, like, do you feel like all of this work that you're doing is moving you in any particular direction as you think about, you know, forward and onward?
That is a good question. I have so many interests and things that I like to do. I'm not really sure, but I think doing this more and more, I love photography and it's something that I enjoy doing, even if it, you know, football or just doing it because it's something that I love to do, but I also love journalism. Mm-hmm. And so with, you know, like I said, this event in particular, you know, going, being a journalist or doing something like that, you know, traveling, I love to do. And so putting those together, I think that's something I could definitely see myself doing in the future.
And you're not the baker. You're not the baker. Is the other sister the baker?
That's Ellie. Ellie's okay. The baker. Yeah. You know, it's interesting sitting back watching your kids develop their passions. Mm-hmm. And I can see Aubrey's passion in photography and, you know, her writing. But then her heart for serving. And I feel like I'm not going to be shocked if that continues to be a path that she goes down. She's saving right now to go next summer to Malawi on a mission trip. To work with a school there of kindergartners and, you know, wants to incorporate some of her photography while she's over there doing that. So I won't be shocked if I have a little world traveler documenting some amazing experiences.
So great. So great. Well, so in the context of, two questions. One is, any final thoughts? I mean, Becky, as you, because it's you kind of are throwing out there, like, you know, when we roll up to the sidewalk and there's a bunch of tents and, you know, my daughter was like, oh God, I don't want to do it. And you said, we're doing it,
totally.
You know, and it sounds all really easy. And then in the context, like, what can you say to parents who want to be in service and maybe are, you know, feel uncomfortable and it's keeping them from stepping in? What words of wisdom could you share there?
I would definitely say you can start small. Mm-hmm. There's so many places locally in Monroe that you can volunteer. There's, you know, just, my husband one time came out of the Little Caesars Pizza and I was sitting on the sidewalk in front of Little Caesars talking to a homeless man, mm-hmm. ended up bringing him coats and blankets. It wasn't a big, you know, production. It didn't take a lot of effort and energy. I think it just takes looking around and that eye contact. He made eye contact with me. And next thing you know,
you know, Joe walks out and he's looking at me like, what is my crazy wife doing now sitting on the sidewalk with this person? And, you know, it's just, it's looking around. It's looking around, looking up from your phones, looking outside of yourself and just being aware. And we can all do that better. I can do it better. We can all do it better.
Yeah.
But just trying to do that. And I've said to Aubrey over the last couple days,
hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
We're going to be brave together doing this because, like I said, she doesn't love the limelight. She has been involved in so many things from day one, but likes to kind of be behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this has challenged her. And I just said, all right, we're going to do this together. We're going to be brave because we can do brave things together. And
that's right. That's what joyful courage is all about. That's what it's all about, yeah, girl.
That's it. Yeah. It is. It's that courage. And, you know, it might be a little uncomfortable for us, but compared to the folks that you might be able to somehow reach as a family or an individual, that little bit of uncomfortableness for us is nothing compared to, you know, maybe the change that you can make.
Yeah. I like to think of it, Aubrey, as stretching. You're just stretching. You're just stretching into that discomfort. And this hasn't been so terrible. This is all right, right?
Not at all. You know, it's been fun.
Okay, good. Thank you.
She survived.
Yes. You survived. Well, I am so excited. Listeners, I'm going to make sure there is a link so that you can get right into the shop and see what Aubrey has. And you too can be in contribution to what she has created and is doing for the families in Syria. I'm going to put a link to Glennon Doyle's organization, Rising Together.
Together Rising.
I knew it was those two words. And and just thank you so much for taking the time to be in conversation and to share about what it is that you're doing. I'm totally inspired and really excited. And I'm going to encourage Rowan to join your club.
Awesome. Oh, Casey, thank you for taking the time to talk to Aubrey about it. Thank you.
Of course. You're welcome. Wow. So I am so grateful that Aubrey and Becky wanted to come on and talk about Aubrey's project to raise awareness and money, and Becky and all that their family does to be in supportive community. You know, I'm just so inspired. And So I wanted to give you all a little bit more follow-up because a couple months ago, I came on here pretty fired up around politics and parenting, and it was right after the Parkland shooting, and I've been following those kids and everything that they've done to raise awareness and really call out the people and organizations that are getting in the way of progress and making the world a better and safe place. And one of the action steps that I mentioned that I would be taking would be showing up to more of the community events and community organizations really exploring that. And I've been doing that. I went to a Rotary Club meeting a couple weeks ago. I just got back from a Kiwanis meeting. And, you know, I was really in the dark about these community clubs. I didn't really know what they were all about. And I just didn't really pay attention. And I gotta tell you, everywhere I'm showing up in town to find out more about what people are doing to be in service of community, the more I show up, the more I am inspired and in awe and encouraged to be a part of making my community great. And I just want to share that with you because, you know, it's really easy to get kind of caught up in our own isolated four walls that we live in, our homes, our family, and it's easy to feel like we don't have time, we don't have money, we don't have XYZ. All of our attention is focused really on our own, you know, the people that are immediately around us. And I gotta tell you, when you step out of that and step into community and start to look at the bigger picture and the ways that we can be in service to each other, that only encourage, that's nurturing and nourishing and so, so important, even for our own little families, right? When we step out into community and into service and into wanting to help and wanting to show up and wanting to know our neighbors, it makes our families stronger. It makes our families stronger. And I think that came out in my conversation with Becky and Aubrey. And so I just want to encourage all of you. I want to encourage all of you to start looking at ways that you can be involved in your community, ways that you can show up and step into leadership or support or whatever it needs to look like for you. And be open and be willing to be surprised like I was about, you know, to find that there are some incredible people in my community that are doing really important work that is absolutely 100% aligned with my values. So I just wanted to kind of close up this show sharing about that. And I also wanted to take a few moments to remind you that there's still a few more days to enroll in the Joyful Courage Academy, which is my 5-week program for parents, where we really get to take the idea that parenting is a opportunity for personal growth and development and turn it into actual practice, action, excitement, yummy juiciness, right? So it's 5 weeks with me, webinars, Q&As, solid community, solid content, an invitation to grow inside of your parenting journey. This week, and we just started yesterday, I had a live conversation in our Academy Facebook group with Lori Petro, who's been a guest and is a friend of the show. She's from Teach Through Love. We will also have Sarah McLaughlin on to do a live conversation with me. Sarah is amazing. She's also been a guest on the show. Kelly Covert, who I adore, who has a show called In Her Voice, is going to come on and just talk about overcoming perfectionists later in the week. And Carrie Foreman, who again has been a guest on this podcast, she's going to come on in the Facebook Live, in the Academy group, and talk about what it means to be really grounded with what is, right? Being connected to, present to what is currently alive in your relationship with your kids. So I don't want you to miss those. I don't want you to miss those speakers. They're like bonus speakers. The Joyful Courage Academy actually starts April 30th, but this week, right, which April 30th is next Monday, this week is kind of a bonus incentive week to get people signed up and excited about being there. And these guest speakers who are amazing, talk about being in service, right? In service to me and the Joyful Courage community, showing up to be in conversation, to be in conversation with me as well as with you in the Facebook group. So if you have been on the fence about the Academy, oh, there's my pup. If you've been on the fence about the Academy, I encourage you to be a yes. And you can go to joyfulcourage.com/academy, joyfulcourage.com/ACADEMY. And you can register right now. Join us. You will not be sorry. And you will not be the same parent at the beginning of the 5 weeks that you are at the end of the 5 weeks. So I really hope that you come, because this is my mission. This is my calling. This is what the universe wants me to be doing, is connecting with you and supporting you and letting your soul, your spirit, your purpose come to life inside of the parenting journey. So check it out. Love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Joyful Courage community, you're amazing. Big thanks and love to my team, including my producer, Chris Mann at Podshaper. Be sure to join in the discussion over at the Live in Love with Joyful Courage group page, as well as the Joyful Courage business page on Facebook and Instagram. Subscribe to the show through Apple Podcasts or really anywhere you find your favorite podcasts. You can view the current Joyful Courage swag over at the webpage, intention cards, bracelets, e-course offers, the membership program, one-on-one coaching. It's all waiting for you to take a look. Simply head to www.joyfulcourage.com/yes. That's joyfulcourage.com/YES to find more support for your conscious parenting journey. Any comments or feedback about this show or any others can be sent to casey@joyfulcourage.com. I personally read and respond to all the emails that come my way. Reach out. Take a breath, drop into your body, find the balcony seat, and trust that everyone is going to be okay.
Hey, are you a parent of a teenager? Are you feeling overwhelmed about how to be what they need while also holding limits and boundaries that keep them safe? Are you tired of conversations that negate how messy this season of parenting is? Well, I've got you. My name is Casey O'Rourke. I am a positive discipline trainer, parent coach, and the host of the Joyful Courage podcast. Every week, I come to you with an interview, digging into tough topics with experts I trust and solo shows that go deep into the personal growth and mindset needed to raise teens in a way that grows them into confident, capable young people. I am not afraid of getting real about the intersection of conscious parenting and the teen years, while also bringing in vulnerability, humor, and lightness. I'm walking the path with you and honored to serve. Listen to Joyful Courage on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you consume podcasts.